During the last three parshiot, Toldos, Vayetze, and Vayishlach, we've read about the tremendous challenges, difficulties that Yaakov has faced. First in Parshat Toldot, the issue of the Bechor, the issue of the Brachot. In Parshat Vayetze, he faces Lavan HaRamai in trying to build his family and dealing with the complexities of Lavan as a father-in-law. Last week's Parshat, Parshat Vayishlach, we read of Yaakov's return and re-meeting with Esav, followed by Shechem, the rape of Dinah, the response of Shimon and Levi, the need to return to Bet El, and what happens with the loss of Rachel, and then within his own family, with the actions of Reuven. Finally, returning to Eretz Yisrael, we expect, and assumably Yaakov expects, to finally have the peace and tranquility that has evaded him for so many years. But of course, this is not what we read about in Parshat Vayeshev. We read of a new round of struggles in the next three parshiot, Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. And Rashi quotes Chazal, who formulate this as, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov in Parshat Vayeshev sought to finally have peace and tranquility. Kafatalav Rogzo Shel Yosef. As a response, God sent him the challenges of Yosef and his other children. Chazal elaborate, Rashi quotes it, that tzaddikim sometimes seek peace of mind so they can focus on other things besides life's challenges. God responds by saying, that's in the next world. This world is about challenges. And the explanation is that even though no one has anything against peace and tranquility, it should not be what we seek. What we seek is to keep moving up in life, and sometimes that comes through challenges. I think this explains very well why Parshat Vayeshev begins and ends with dreams. It begins with two dreams of Yosef, and ends with the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim. Because dreams is how we take things to the next level. Life is not about sleeping, it's about dreaming. And interestingly, the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim, though their dreams are very similar, their fates are very different. The Sarah Mashkim returns to his previous position, while the Sarah Ofim, who brought his dreams to Yosef after hearing about the positive interpretation of the Sarah Mashkim's dreams, he's informed of his very different consequences, of his opposite consequences. He's going to be killed. And the question is, why the difference? Rav Adari explained that the Sarah Mashkim dreamed of returning to his position, of once again squeezing out grapes into Paro's cup. The Sarah Ofim dreamed of being passive and having birds eat the bread off his head. We only return somewhere if we dream of the role that we're going to play. If we dream of no role, we have no purpose in this world. Let's think about that as we learn Parshat Vayeshev and remember that living peacefully is a wonderful thing, but our goal is to constantly grow, and we grow through challenges, and we grow through the dreams in which we think about the next position and the next role we're meant to play in God's world. Because as long as we're alive, it's because we're meant to be playing a role. We're meant to be growing through facing challenges. Shavua Tov.